Ah, good afternoon. Welcome to Unity Church of Light's Silent Unity Service for December. And we only have one more Wednesday before Christmas, so wow, time is really moving on. You know, this is the season we celebrate the birth of Jesus, our model for spiritual living, and we dedicate this time to prayer and to reflect on the truth of our divine nature. So we're going to begin this service with Sarah Carr Jordan reading the Daily Word.
Pray for others. My prayers lift up those for whom I pray. When I ask for prayer, I trust that those who pray for me envision my highest good coming into manifestation. I do the same when I pray for others by focusing not on what may be troubling them, but instead on the activity of spirit within them. I relax and use my faith to trust that those for whom I pray are divine beings empowered through the Christ within them. No worldly situation is greater than their divinity and their ability to claim and use divine ideas. I have confidence in this truth, especially when their confidence is shaky. My prayers lift up these dear ones. Lift them up. I send them the peace of knowing all is well in spirit. I give thanks for the unfolding of clear guidance and abundant blessings. Ephesians 1 and 17 says, I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation. And as you come to know him.
Thank you, Sarah, for those beautiful words from that Daily Word. Well, I'm going to bring you some excerpts from two readings today. One of them is from December 15th, 2014, and the other is from December 17th, 2014. And so this first one is by Reverend Michael Corbin. Gives us a little food for thought. And there's a hymnal that's called O Come, Emmanuel. And he begins this article by saying it fills the soul with passion and it lends itself to a wonderful metaphysical interpretation. Because deep within us is the Christ self waiting to be awakened. This is what the Advent season is all about. It is focused of the soon-to-be-realized miracle of God in the flesh. The song is a beautiful expression of faith and the ability to see that which is not yet realized. The poetry of the lyrics says it beautifully. O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel that mourns in lonely exile here until the Son of God appears. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel, shall come to thee, O Israel. Israel represents the illumined part of our consciousness, and we are often held captive by our habits and addictions, our fears and our hurts and broken promises and shame of the past. And sometimes we feel exiled, isolated, and estranged. And so we mourn deep within. We know and understand these may be our experiences, but they are not our true being. So the song longingly calls forth who we truly are. It affirms a rightful anticipation of the arrival of the Son of God. And it testifies that the arrival of the great I Am is not an if, but a when. Emmanuel, the Anointed One, the Messiah, is coming to each and every one of us. This is what we wait and anticipate about. This is why we celebrate Advent, which means coming, because what is coming is an awakening from within. Advent may be said to mean becoming. Interestingly, the call for Israel to rejoice comes before the arrival of Emmanuel. Knowing the inevitability of our Christ awareness makes the song an affirmative prayer rather than a plea. It is the basis for our joy and festive attitude during this season. Christmas is about to happen. It's coming. As our understanding grows, we become like little children, barely able to contain ourselves. And Matthew 2 and 9 reads, "When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star they had seen at its rising until it stopped over the place where the child was." That is a beautiful piece. And we know in this article by Joyce Flowers is that Christmas is for giving. Christmas is a season for giving, and we all feel filled with the milk of human kindness. We give to our families, we give to our church, we give small remembrances to those who supply small needs and to those around us who are in need. Christmas giving is a tradition worth perpetuating. But it's not enough of itself. For the sake of the Christ within, we must go a step further and segment that phrase differently. Christmas is for giving. Yes, during Advent, we are called to release another layer of whatever we have been holding on to. So this season, give yourself the best gift of all. And guess what? It's not expensive. In fact, it's free. Give yourself the gift of forgiving anyone. Excuse me. Anyone against whom you still hold a grudge. Give yourself the gift of forgiving anyone against whom you still hold a grudge, resentment, or anger. And forgive yourself, especially forgive yourself. We're striving for progress in our lives, not perfection. Forgiving yourself for any and all is the most important gift you can give yourself. And the Christ child who showed us the way to unconditional love will be awakened in your heart. And 2 Corinthians says, everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. So as we contemplate the beautiful words that we have heard here this afternoon, let's take a few moments and just take in the sounds and the smells and the reason for the season this year. Take some time to enjoy the lights and the people all about you. Take some time to look into the eyes of a child, wide in wonderment at the lights that may be displayed, and excited and anticipating the arrival of Santa. Yes, children, they present to us an ideal of opening ourselves and being receptive to the things going on around us. We are first and foremost spiritual beings, born of the Spirit, moving and living and having our being in the essence of all that is. So this afternoon, as we take a deep breath and settle into this time of prayer and meditation, we do so expecting the activity and the movement within us, just as it surrounded the area of Bethlehem many, many years ago. We breathe in and we breathe out and we follow that star deep into our inner being with its light lighting the way. We are so blessed. We're blessed that we can center ourselves in peace. And that as we center ourselves in peace, we vibrate out these vibrations to the universe, to the earth. Yes, the Christ consciousness is being awakened in us in this Advent season. And as we journey deeper within, we come to that point where we step over the threshold of our inner chamber and take time to rest and to trust in the quiet. As we prepare to return to this place and time, we do so taking time to give thanks for the gifts we received in the quiet. The gift of love, light, the gift of awareness of what has taken place within us. And so take a moment and just give thanks for your gifts in the quiet. And as we celebrate this time of prayer and bring it to a gentle close, we want to enfold anyone that has asked you to pray with them this week, or if there's just something, someone you want to hold in the essence of the energy that is moving about us right here, right now. You may speak their names aloud or just hold them in your heart, but do so right now. And we want to enfold into this those who are experiencing challenges from the storm that we had last week, holding them in love and light. And we move out to the hospitals and to the homes where people are being cared for right now. And we send light and wholeness to those who are actively involved in that activity. And for the birth that has occurred within us, just as it did many years ago, we hold the power of this prayer for all things as we affirm the prayer protection together. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is. And it is so, and so it is. Amen. Go forth and have a wonderful, wonderful rest of the Advent season.